Hi guys! How's everyone doing? Welcome to another episode of Talk That Talk. As you guys know, my name is T. For the people who are just joining, welcome to Talk That Talk. My name is T and I consider myself a sex enthusiast. So yeah, this is Talk That Talk with T. And I've got a new guest today, not necessarily new. I think that she has been on an episode before, but she's going to introduce herself again and then we're going to get right into it. So the floor is yours.
Hi guys, my name is Naomi.
So, hi Naomi. Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. How are you though? How has your week been? How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm just there. Just there. I'm okay.
Existing. I'm
fine. Just existing. Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. I'm sorry. I hope it gets better.
I hope it does too. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I hope everybody's fine. It's really tough out here, not even gonna lie. And I hope that if everyone is just existing, things get better. We find things to make you feel more alive. So we're just gonna go right into the episode. And yeah, I think the name probably caught a lot of people's, or will catch a lot of people's attention, because it's the truth about scissoring. Yeah, we have a lot to say. I'm just gonna start with the fact that porn is whack.
Yeah.
Very whack for showing us those things and showing us that, like, scissoring, like, it made it look like scissoring was some piece of cake, like you could just do it. Like,
and it really isn't.
It really isn't. And it's so frustrating. I remember the first time I tried that with this girl that I was with, and I think the only thing that really helped us was the fact that I had a vibrator. And obviously, because I had a vibrator now, I was just like, okay, you know what? Let me just put this in the middle of both of us and, like, we can both grind on it. But that doesn't mean that one person will not work and the other, like, we both equally had to do a lot of grinding. And it was, I think that the stress is really not worth it.
Actually,
it's not.
It's not, to be honest.
It's easy at all. So, fuck porn for making it look like it was easy.
To be honest, it's like, it reminds me of, like, this person that I linked with one time, this babe.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell that, like, she watched a lot of porn before coming, because, mm-hmm. like, we just, like, got into it. And this babe, before I can say, at least don't you want to make our first bit?
Mm-hmm.
Out here trying to do what they are doing in porn, like, it's not realistic, because, like, the positions, like, you have to find the right angle, and I don't know how they do it in porn, but then it just looks so easy. But, like, I feel like they rehearse, like,
mm-hmm.
a lot, and that's not really, like, when it comes down to, like,
mm-hmm.
the bulk of it, like, you can't really be doing that in real life.
Like,
you
yeah.
can't be practicing how to,
mm-hmm.
you know, make your coochies bump perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, unrealistic. And this babe, like, as soon as we got, like, into it, she, next thing I know, she's trying to seize her, and it's like, you're going to injure one of us with this thing that you're doing. Like, you are, my legs are cramping, babe. Like, you're not going to get any pleasure out of this. And then it's like, you can see the effort, and it's like, are you trying to act out what you have seen in porn?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is real life. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, like, it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, kudos to porn, Sham. Kudos to porn.
You give us a very,
very,
very
unrealistic expectation of lesbian sex.
Yeah. I think generally it's probably very unrealistic expectations of sex in general.
Yeah, I mean,
because I've realized that as a person, I really do not enjoy heterosexual sex. I don't enjoy heterosexual porn.
Okay. Yeah.
And the reason I don't enjoy it is because it is not realistic at all. It's just constant slamming, constant rough hand manhandling, and, like, how is that pleasing? Like, this babe is just screaming. do you understand? Like, it's not even appealing to me, the viewer. Not to now talk of how it would now be to people that actually think that, like, sex should be like this, and then they now try to do that in real life.
Man, there should be an episode on the effect, the negative effects of porn on people's sexual lives. Because,
I think that should be a thing.
Yes.
Actually. And it's so bad. It's so, so bad.
It's so terrible. Mm-hmm. My goodness.
It's so, so bad. Because I actually, not going to lie, the first time that I was meant to link with someone, like, first time I was meant to link with a babe, we didn't do anything. It was just like fingering, itsy. And then that's when I now really started, okay, there's something like scissoring. It's made for the girlies, for the WLW, you know. And then now, like, finally having someone that I was going to link with, like, okay, let's try this position. Yeah. And then now trying it and realizing that, bro, like, half my ass cheek is up in the air. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, half of my ass cheek is literally up in the air. I'm not comfortable. I'm like, what are we doing? One person is probably enjoying it more. One person is probably enjoying it less. Your coochie, do you know the head bossing thing? Your coochie is not even on the other person's coochie.
It's more coochie on thigh.
On thigh, bro. Yes.
And it's so crazy because, like, there's so much grunting. There's so much going on here. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm not getting the pleasure I really need, to be honest. Like, mm-hmm. why are we putting in so much work?
Effort. Yeah, exactly. Bro. I mean, I understand that sex is something that needs effort. You need to put in effort. Yeah. For you to, like, enjoy whatever you're going to do.
But then if it's starting to be, like, exercise.
If it's starting to be, like, whoa, not at all.
Actually.
Yeah, so I really don't, like, mind that.
I don't even remember the first time I tried to fit. Most of my, like, experiences, like, early experiences with women, I'm usually with, to be honest, yeah, I feel like the real people, like, people that really like coochie, like, mm-hmm. with women.
Same.
Yeah, people that really like coochie, like, women that really like coochie, they know that, like, seduction is not where it's at. Mm-hmm. Even the straight girl is. I'm being very serious. Every straight woman I've been with, yes, I'm saying this because, yes, I do usually be with straight women. And, you know, temporary lapse don't in hate, judgment. Don't hate, but, yeah. Like, yeah. And then it's like, apart from the fact that obviously they'll be using your emotions to do it anyhow, there's also the sex part, because it's like, why are you, like, trying so hard to, like, do these things that you're saying? Like, who told you this is the standard? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I hear people say things like, oh, like, so you guys sizzle. And it's like, do you guys think that's the metric for, like, mm-hmm. like, do you guys think that's the, what's the word? That's the yardstick, or, like, that's what you guys use to determine, like,
what sex is,
like, for mm-hmm. lesbians. Like, to me, that's, like, the last thing on the list. Like, literally, I would rather we don't even do it, because mm-hmm. why are my legs spread so far? why are you stressing me out? Like,
yeah.
Do you understand? Like, I get the play, like, if done right. Mm-hmm. And then there's something I realized, I hear, like, I was with somebody that used to say, oh no, I've hacked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she did hack it. But mm-hmm. like, with the person she was with, I feel like when you find, like, I think it's something that requires familiarity.
Okay.
Do you understand? Like,
why do you say that?
Because there was one person that I was with
mm-hmm.
that we tried, like, first time, it didn't work. Do you mm-hmm. understand? Second time, we just kind of got into the hang of it.
Mm-hmm.
This person, like, height, weight difference, like, a lot of things actually go into
factor.
It. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, factor into it. So it's like, we had to figure out what worked for us.
For you guys.
Get, mm-hmm. like, for us. And then I realized that, like, if I'm with somebody that's, like, different, like, maybe height or weight or something, it's mm-hmm. literally not the same position. Like, mm-hmm. I have to figure it out again. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Like, finish then. Maybe the fourth time, that's when, like, you can, like, figure it out. Do you understand?
So it's a comfort thing.
Yeah, it's a comfort thing. Like, because, like, I also need to know if I'm, like, I have to know if I'm willing to, like, ignore the cramping in my leg.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Okay.
Like, you need to be cautious. Like, oh, like, you just need to, it's not something you can just start. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Not like you need to have a conversation, because like, I mean, that makes it like awkward, but like you need familiarity to be able to like properly do it. This other person that I had gotten with was like, oh, she has hacked it and stuff. But then she just hacked it with the person she had been with. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Because now we're trying to do it. I thought you've hacked it. Why am I stressed? Yeah, like, should be said you hacked. Why am I struggling? Like, which one is go this way, go that way? Let me come. I don't like, I feel like it spoils the mood. Do you understand? Like, I don't want it to be like a classroom exercise. It should not be like homework, please.
Yeah, it shouldn't be stressful.
Like, it's, I want it natural. Like, I want it to feel good. Do you understand? And then there are so many other like things. Like, something in itself is very stressful. Please, like, there's proper like grinding. There's like like humping. Like, there's so many other things.
There's having a double-ended dildo.
I mean, and that's like very nice.
Yeah,
it's like,
we did not add that Naomi is a raging, raging homosexual.
Yeah,
so we're just going to add that bit. So that the part where she says that like straight women be wanting scissor, it makes more sense. Because like, she's a raging, raging lesbian.
Yes.
And also, there's something you said that I really wanted to like reiterate, like, too. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is the, like, people say things like, oh, you people scissor, and like, it's almost like a standard for lesbian sex.
Yeah.
And I feel like the reason why that is probably a standard is because people actually do not consider lesbian sex.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I have people try to do that.
Because I remember like finding myself and growing out of the whole, oh yeah, I'm actually not necessarily growing out of my heterosexual, because I was never heterosexual, but growing out of the, oh, it's a sin phase.
Yeah.
It made me like, growing out of it doesn't necessarily mean you know everything at once, cause, right? Because like, that is how I now found out that, okay, I've had sex with guys, penetrative sex, right?
Yeah.
So what do I call what I do with women? When it's not, do you understand? Like, I always
called it sex. Like, I feel like I was very much self-aware from like a very young age. Mm-hmm. So you get, I never thought of it as anything other than sex. Like, it just, I never thought of it as anything other than sex. Mm-hmm. To me, it was like still sex.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I feel like that is definitely probably number one reason why people have like this standard as for, oh yeah, once you scissor, then it's now actually lesbian sex.
Yes, like they think that's like, you know how like with heterosexual, you know like how in heterosexual sex, like penetration is like sex. Yeah. Do you understand? It's almost like they consider every other thing in lesbian sex foreplay and scissoring like to replace penetration. Where did you guys get that from? Please,
it's so dumb,
bro. Actually, like, where did you guys get? I really want to know where that came from, like how? How.
And you know, another thing I actually want to know where it came from is also the fact that, why do people think that penetrative sex is sex? Like, so if what we've been doing since is not okay, so when we all hit puberty and had the opportunity to meet with men, women, NBs, you know, we didn't necessarily start having sex, right?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't necessarily start having penetrative sex. We were doing all the touching and kissing and foreplay and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then it's now like, okay, why do you guys consider, like, I came to link you, right? Why do you consider the fact that I have not been penetrated? Like, why does it automatically mean that I didn't, like, have an intimate sexual, like, thing with this person, you know what I mean? Like,
I think it's even that they think like penetration with a penis is what used to bust my head, because penetration can be with a lot of things. Doesn't necessarily have to be with a penis.
Yeah,
so, like, I used to like wonder too. I think a lot of people just want to deceive themselves.
Mm-hmm. Why do you say that? I mean,
A lot of people just want to deceive themselves. Well, when we were younger, a lot of people didn't want to say they were like having sex. Do you get?
True.
So it's just, it was easier to just
we didn't
go. I had a babe that was like really religious that I was with at that time. that I used to say we were playing around, like she used to call what we're doing playing around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine, that's your business. I'm getting coochie, that's fine. And then she was like, she's still a virgin, and I was like, first of all, why is this even like, why are you so concerned about this?
Yeah.
Well, like, that's your business, so each their own now. But then she was like, she had just the tip in, and I was like, okay. Yeah, all right, she had done literally every other thing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? She really just really wanted to keep
the
I am untouched, or like I haven't mm-hmm. had it in inside. Well, because she has had it in, but not in. So I haven't had it inside of me yet. So therefore, I've not had sex, and it was very crazy to me. Okay, mm-hmm. so like this now, you believe you've not had sex?
Yeah.
All right.
It is very, very wild. And I think this also all just boils down to the fact that purity culture has done a huge damage. A huge damage to us, to like even now that I have a podcast, even now that I'm constantly going out of my way to learn things. I know there's some things that I see and I learn that I can't necessarily completely take in. You know what I mean? Like, I can't completely swallow it, because like it's almost like the part of my brain, the little part remaining that still has a lot of like that still has that purity culture, is literally like rearing its ugly head. Like, I'm here. I'm still here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just, it's very, very sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very sad. Because, like, that's also where, like, a lot of internalized shit stems from. Internalized homophobia.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
It really does.
Yeah, it really, really
I just
does.
Hope everybody would be free from the shackles of purity culture one day, shall
I? I don't think it's possible, actually. Like, I think I've just come to this realization that, like, we would never actually be free completely. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I said this is because I remember speaking to this person. It wasn't even about sex or about purity culture. It was actually about religion.
Mm-hmm.
And this person is agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
But they were telling me about how growing up in Nigeria and growing up around people that were actively worshipping a deity or a god, you know, people that were actively worshipping gods, you know, entities, supernatural entities, that now that he's agnostic, or like now that he has confirmed that, yeah, I am agnostic, there's still some things that are hard to run away from. You know, like when somebody says something and next thing you just say, God forbid bad thing.
Yeah.
Or like, thank Jesus or thank God. Like those things are just things that we're kind of used to. It's just like reflex.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in some ways, purity culture, like it is now your duty.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you know, okay, this purity culture did not lead me anywhere good. It is now my duty as a person to say, this thing is still somehow affecting me, but I have to learn how to make it stop affecting me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, it's not easy. It's easier said than done. It's easy to say it. It's not as easy to actually, like, actively get on it.
Yeah.
But we all should, for real.
And if you're, like, a woman that likes, you know, women, I feel like you should, like, explore more. Because, like, I feel like a lot of people don't know. But, like, there's so much that can be done with, like, lesbian sex.
I mean, you can tell us some, give us some tips now.
There's just, like, a lot. Like, just be more, like, creative. Bro, there's, like, would I call them full back shots? Yeah, like everything you can.
I know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it slaps. My goodness.
It does.
Oh my God. Please. Okay. Like,
take it from
her. It's so nice.
Knows.
It's so nice. I don't know what it is. It's just without toys, without the strap. Like, it's crazy because, like, I was like, oh, back shots with, like, the strap. Okay, nice. Back shots without the strap.
Okay.
It's just like the move, like, the, what's the word? How I put it now, just like the hitting, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
There's something, then there's laying down, like collapsed, like doggy, like
mm-hmm.
but like without the strap, nothing, just basically humping,
grinding. Mm-hmm.
Is lovely. Like, there's so much. I actually guarantee more pleasure from that than scissors thing, to
mm-hmm.
be honest. Like, it's just nice. There's that, there's 69ing, there's there's so many things, to be honest. Just like even like fingering, like it's an art, so you have to do it well. I mean, like you like bend over, like don't, no need to lie down. Like it can get pretty, like what's the word, adventurous. Like get pretty adventurous. Like I just don't, I don't know, I just feel like for me, sure, maybe it's because I'm, you know, a very what's the word, a flaming homosexual, so for me it might not be the same for everybody else, but for me it's just like really nice and I enjoy it more than like the average person.
Yeah, okay.
So for me it's like, it's not just like sex, it almost feels like art to me, like I that's how I go with it, you understand? That's why like this is the thing is a problem for me, because like if it like moves away from being enjoyable, if it moves away from being like fluid, like we're not in tune with each other, I don't want us doing it. Do you understand? Like I don't like that you are trying to perform something and then you are getting angry that I'm not responding. Why are you like not angry, but like you're getting frustrated because like obviously we are like going at it together, you can see how I am
reacting
and responding. I will be quiet because nothing is happening. Your coochie is on my thigh. My like, we are sweating. Nothing is getting done here. Do you understand? So it's like, why not just like try every other thing except this? Maybe at the end, it's nice. But like, just figure it out first before going into it, so that if you go, because if you go into it thinking that like that's majorly what you want to do, you are going to be very disappointed.
Very disappointed.
This babe, that babe I was with, that I said was trying to scissor like from that was the only thing she was, do you know, that was the only thing she was trying to do
the whole time.
The whole time. And then I realized, man, this is why she should not be fucking with straight women. Do you want any other thing? No, because like you don't want to eat coochie, you don't want your coochie ate, because obviously you can tell that it's a woman. It's like you just want to act out. And it is so crazy because like why do you want to do what they are doing there? So you don't want to find pleasure on your own, why are you copying them? Like what makes you think that? I feel like it's the fake mooning, Sha. I think it's the fake mooning.
Porn, look at what you've done to my people. Actually, another thing, I remember watching this thing on the cot and they were having like this truth or dare thing, and this babe was like, they were like, on a scale of 1 to 10, rate how homosexual you might be, and she said she's 4, and then she explained that her 4 is that she would let a babe go down on her, he would kiss a babe, but she would never go down on a babe. And I realized that a lot of people like that.
There are a lot of people like that,
and like for those people, you tend to realize that their sexual fantasy is now,
oh my dear, when you finish, there's something I want to add.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they now find out that, okay, my sexual fantasy is to actually do this scissoring thing that is now, standard. This is the porno standard for lesbians that they would scissor. So in as much as I'm not a lesbian, quote unquote, I'm curious, because obviously people that would not go down on women but would let women go down on them, that's what they say. I'm curious. But in reality, you are just fucking selfish. You're just fucking selfish. And like those people now see like, okay, yeah, this is the standard, so let me try this. Maybe this is the trial that makes me realize that I am maybe into women.
Bro, please.
And it's so like, you could never be so much farther from the truth.
Like, so much farther from the truth. That is what is very crazy. Like, very, very crazy.
Yeah, you said you wanted to add something.
Oh, yeah. So, speaking about scissoring, there is one experience that I had that absolutely blew my mind.
Okay.
But this was crazy because I'm a very petite woman.
She is very petite.
If you want
us to say her height, we'll say
please.
But yeah, she's so very petite.
I got to this boob that was very much like bigger than me, and I don't like really look at size. I like women of every type of
woman. We love women in this house.
Yes, we do. So this baby is pretty, like she's bigger than me, like a lot, like height, weight, everything, but she's very fucking sexy and I'm going to get some of that. So, and then she was older than me. Yeah, so she wasn't playing around. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? She's not testing the water, so she knew like what the fuck was going on, what she wanted. And this was the one person I scissored with that was seamless, perfect. Like, whoa, blew my fucking mind. Because it's like, I feel like, maybe, I don't know, maybe this is a typo, but I think a bigger person and a smaller person, I think it works, like, better. Yeah, because, like, I said other things factor. Yeah, if one person is bigger, I think it's easier, yeah, to, like, maneuver. Like, I think it's just, I don't know, sure. Or maybe she just knew what she was doing, or I knew
she probably was just knew what she was doing.
She's not even, what's the word? Even, like, gay or bisexual. I think she was just, like, bi-curious. Because it was just one of those things. She was, like, very artsy, and I liked her art, and I looked pretty artsy. Looked. But then, yeah. So it was just, like, one of those, it was one of those creative people. We have to experience each other thing.
Yeah. I was the only one feels like that. With creatives.
I want to stick my tongue down every creative space. It's like we need to experience each other. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's very chaotic.
Very chaotic.
Creatives are very chaotic. But like that chaos is like extra.
I'm staying away from creatives for now. I'm staying away from creatives. They used to stress me out. I want a tech bay, you know. Yeah, tech bay is coming. Thank you.
Call her.
So yeah, thinking about that, babe. I think about that a lot. My God, that was an experience. Oh wow,
I've only done it. I think one time, and that was with the sex toy. I had luckily had the sex toy. And it was so stressful. I don't think, like, at some point we literally had to say, okay, yeah, let's wait and take a break and do something else. And if we want to try again, we can try again. But, like, if it doesn't work, like, let's just flash it. And I think after that, I have been, like, lucky or fortunate enough to be with people that have not said, oh, yeah, let's sizzle. Because me, I'll not do it. I'm not doing it with you. And, like, this actually goes back. I mean, I might do it if there's some, like, I'm down to try anything.
Yeah.
It's just that because I had a very stressful experience with this, I'm just like, yeah, like, if I can avoid it, why then am I going to face it head on? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that. Mm-hmm. I understand that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have a lot of experience with scissorsing. Because, like I said, I'm always with, like, women that really like women. And they also can tell that, like, it's stressful. So nobody really... Nobody really. Even the babe that this babe I was saying that I was really nice. I think it was just one of those things. I think the height and weight difference really played a role, because she's also a pretty straight babe, to be honest. She really likes men. Yeah, she's like pretty, like, if she's one probably bisexual, because you can tell when a woman likes a woman from the way they have, like, sex with you. So I could tell that, yes, she actually does like women. But then I could also tell that she
also likes me.
Yeah, I do. Yes, like, yeah. I don't know, Sha. For me, I always overthink and deep things, like, a lot. You get, like, I said, it's art for me. It's more than just, like, what it is. So in the meantime that's going on, I can tell, like, certain things. So I could tell that, like, she also wanted to try the scissorsing thing because, oh yes, a girl, finally we can practice our acting in porn. So yeah, we did other things, but then, like, I feel like that was, like, the highlights, because I told her that, like, it's, like, really stressful and we're going to be here for a hot minute and I don't have the strength for that right now. But then she was like, oh, like, let's just, like, try. And we tried, first attempt, and it was, like, perfect. Nice. And I was like, oh, okay, there's rhythm here. It was just, like, really, really nice. So yeah, I don't know,
it could be nice, like, you shouldn't. So the fact that we're telling you that the truth about Caesar, the reason why we're actually making this episode is not that you shouldn't try it,
because
it might be good for you. It's that you shouldn't put your expectations into that.
Try other things, like, don't think scissorsing is the end goal.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, and it's the same thing with, like, penetrative sex, because like people tend to say, okay, yeah, sex, penetrative sex is the end goal, and then they spend what, 10-15 minutes on foreplay. Like, how are you actually going to enjoy yourself if you do this? I remember when I linked with this this couple, so, like, it was like a threesome thing, and they pretty much tagged You should get. Yeah. You yeah, get. They pretty much like tag teamed to like give me a good time. And I would say that for me, out of maybe the 2.5 hours that we were together, 1.5 was, if not more, was solely focused on us just having foreplay. And I felt so fulfilled after that. I felt like I didn't even need to have penetrative sex. Like, I felt that fulfilled. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like,
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's what I actually like about, like, lesbian sex. It doesn't ever feel like there's an end. Like, there's no, okay, when we reach this part, we go get strapped. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really as it comes. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever happens, mm-hmm. really. Yeah.
Whatever happens. So, yeah, the idea is not for you to not try scissoring. The idea is for you to not have a weird expectation.
Yeah, a weird expectation.
A weird expectation. Because then you would be so disappointed that you would not even want to try it again.
This babe, that babe I keep telling you about, mm-hmm. that wanted to kill me with scissoring.
We can give her a name, like N or something.
Mm, let's name her J.
J, okay.
So this J person, and then it became very awkward right after that, because I said I wasn't going to, and I don't know, I guess her feelings were hurt. Mm-hmm. One, because she has been wanting to try this, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
So she became like a type of way, and we did not have any like fun. Like, yeah, there was nothing fun, because that was all she wanted to do, all she came for. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't down for it, because first of all, like, the bed was like small, because mm-hmm. like, it was an impromptu thing. It was just, mm-hmm. oh, what's up, are you around?
Yes, you need space.
You need space,
because like, you can't necessarily be,
don't try it on a bunk bed, guys.
No, don't you like yourself. Come on. But like, you need space, because like, you need to be stretched out, your
proper
body, your whole body length needs to be stretched out. So you can imagine two people trying on opposite ends, trying to stretch out. So you can imagine how big the bed is, or like the type of angle that you have to be in for this to actually work.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So this babe really didn't have like any fun. I even slept if I woke up.
Oh, wow.
And then tried to like, you know, try again. Yeah. And she was not like
having it.
She really wanted to scissor. My God.
Wow. Don't ruin experiences for yourself.
Don't ruin experiences for yourself. Like, for a first, like, even if it's not your first time, if it's not your second time, even if it's not your third time, even if you like, you are like me, a raging homosexual, like you are a proper like lesbian, and you're trying to link with someone, and something is just telling you that you should try and like be freaky, so you want to try scissor scene first. Try and like set the mood right. Make sure you guys are like proper comfortable with each other. Do you understand? Because mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't know about anybody else, sometimes I get like shy during mm-hmm. stuff, like, so you can't just like spread me out like that. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be comfortable first, okay?
I think that is a very, very big misconception that people have of me. So, you know, I'm TV sex enthusiast,
mm-hmm.
and so like, when I get with partners that have seen, like, maybe listen to the podcast, mm-hmm. they're automatically just expecting somebody that would just come and remove clothes, mm-hmm. and do you understand?
Sure.
And it's not like that. Like, I promise you guys, I am also a human being. I promise you that I also feel shy sometimes. Like,
bro, I think people think that sexually liberated people are something else.
Yes.
We're just like you guys.
What? The only thing is that we're having good sex.
I mean,
right? So, yeah. Like, to me, it's like, why do you guys think, like, what is the idea behind sexualizing me? I mean, I understand the idea behind it, but what's the idea behind thinking that I am this goddess of sexual prowess that cannot be shy? Like,
yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's not like that. I'm literally a human being that also has body, like, image issues sometimes. You know what I mean? So, like, it's crazy that people think that. So you should definitely make anybody you meet, even if the person is the freakiest person on earth,
yeah,
The person should be... How am I going to bring out my freakiness if I'm not comfortable with
exactly,
you?
Like,
you know what I mean? Exactly. So, like, comfort.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know if I have any other thing to add. Mm. I mean, like, usually things just come up on the way. Mm. Like, with conversations about things like this. So, I don't know. Do you have any other thing to add?
Not really. I feel like this is a topic I don't really like to think of a lot. Mm-hmm. It pisses me off. I hope everybody can tell.
I hope you can tell.
I hope everybody can tell. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I wish, like, porn would also stop this thing, like, where they make scissor scene seem like it's the everything of, mm-hmm. like, lesbian sex. Like, there's so much more.
More, yeah. I mean, I can't completely, like, I can't give all of the blame to porn.
Yeah,
right?
I think, yeah, human beings.
Human beings, like, not, like, people that consume porn also have a very, very ideological mindset, I would say. Because, like, you can't necessarily watch porn and think that this porn star that I have actively seen have sex with so many people is enjoying the sex with all of these people.
Yeah.
Like, be realistic.
Yeah.
Even if this porn star is enjoying 9 out of 10, it's not possible that the fake... Do you actually think that this person is enjoying every single one? It is almost impossible.
Yeah.
It's not impossible, but it's almost impossible. So, like, you as a person now thinking that, oh yeah, wow, money, person likes it rough, scissoring looks great, they are both money really hard. Like, don't do that to
this
yourself.
Roughy, you said it's still the same J, babe. On top of this scissor same thing, she was doing this thing when she was pulling my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really hard. Like, mm-hmm. stupidly hard. Mm-hmm. He made everything awkward because I told her to stop. You want to pull my braids from my scalp, mom?
Yeah.
She proper, like, apart from, like, trying the scissors, like, she was proper trying to act out porn.
What? Yeah.
Like, and I was like, what is happening here? Like, you've almost removed my braids from my scalp. Like, you are trying to bend me in position. What is happening here? I really wasn't with it. So,
and
yeah.
Also, I just thought of that. So, you know how I said, like, things just come up. Mm-hmm. I just thought about, like, you know how you said she was literally trying to act out everything.
Yeah.
It's definitely the fetishizing.
Yeah, it is. This particular person, that's what she does to me.
Okay.
She likes the fact that I'm a lesbian. Do you guess? Like, she, if that was what it was, like, mm-hmm. that encounter was her, how do I put it now? She liked that, oh, I am a lesbian, that was attracted to her, do you understand? Mm-hmm. It was one boosted her ego. So she...
Like, oh, wow, I'm attracting both. Mm-hmm.
Both, like, men and women. And mm-hmm. so she kind of removed me from the equation of the sex. I don't know how to explain this. She just needed a female, mm-hmm. do you understand, to boost her
ego.
Was what
mm-hmm.
it was. So it just, like... that was what it was. She was just like fetishizing me, which is weird because a lot of people
very weird. Just OMG,
such weird behavior.
It is so weird. Like, fetishizing in general is so weird. And this is coming from a place of, this is first hand experience speaking, first hand PTSD. I'm giving you guys here, hot, like fresh. Today's fresh bread. And it is so upsetting because, like, growing up as a big black woman, there's already the automatic sexualization. Like, automatically, I'm being sexualized. Me and you can be wearing the same things. They can't see you.
That's what you think. Do you know that, like, petite women get sexualized? Like, I don't know why everybody, like, ignores it. The same, probably on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
But then, mine stems from a very crazy place. Pedophilia. Yes,
mm-hmm.
like, I have people move to me because they, like, from when I was very young, like, I looked like a child. I'm still very petite,
still
and
look,
I could tell
mm-hmm.
that this is coming from a place, like, you want a child, you are trying to look for a child to sleep with. That was
that
what it was.
Wild.
So, yeah, I have mostly men, Sha, yeah, so I it wasn't really a nice time for me.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you, babe.
It sucks, like,
it
stop
really
fucking
does.
Fetishizing people. and really stop. Also, I feel like people, this is kind of like going away from the scissoring, but like these things, just since we're talking on fetishizing already, I feel like there's a thin line between fetishizing and a kink. Like, I actually just thought of that. And the reason why I say there's a thin line is because how do you know that your kink is just, oh, wow, this looks interesting, I want to try, and then you try, and then, like, you're like, okay, yeah, I like this. How do you know it is a kink and not you just fetishizing people doing these things? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, how then do we go from there? Because, like, for these people, for that babe, it might have just been a quote-unquote sexual fantasy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It might have just been like, okay, sexual fantasy. And she didn't realize that she was actually fetishizing you. And it could just be like that for every other thing. Like, what if I'm looking at these people, wow, oh my God, this person is being intricately tied up. Wow, I want this person to do this to me. I want to do it to somebody else. How do I know that I'm not being weird about it? How do I know I'm not actually fetishizing this person?
I think it's the intention, like niceness. I think that's
okay.
Niceness. Speaking about like fetishizing and kink and like kinks, I've had people say, oh, like I like petite women, and I've been with people that are fetishizing like petite women. They rough handle me. That's how I know. So like people that say, oh, I like petite women, they treat
it's like attractiveness.
Yes, attractive. Mm-hmm. Understand, like there's a niceness. People that are fetishizing me, yeah, treat me a type of way. Trying to own me, like proper flipping me, and like you are not treating me like a person. Mm-hmm. You are quite clearly trying to act out some rubbish that is in
that
your mind.
Yeah, that you've conjured up.
You've conjured up. So it's like, I think it's niceness that really, like,
intention.
Yeah, intention. That's how you know, sure.
Okay. Interesting, yeah, because like I was just now thinking, okay, like how, like,
yeah.
I mean, I have this fantasy, but like, how do I know that this is not me just fetishizing this person? So, like, you saying that niceness and intent is
it's niceness, like, the person you would always know, sure. For me, sure, I don't know if it's my self awareness, but like, I always know it doesn't feel right, yeah, it won't feel right, you know, like, just like you know, when a person genuinely likes you, like, yeah, when a person is faking, you can just like always tell, to be honest.
Yeah, unless you are in love, when you're in love, you'll not be able to tell.
You'll not fall in love with rubbish in Jesus,
amen. Father,
I beg, I'm
we have to bring out in Jesus' name. You know this is serious because like
serious,
we don't even be praying. So like you know this is serious,
yeah,
bro. It's crazy, yeah. So
it's
like stop
out here.
Stop fetishizing people. It's very weird. Stop fetishizing lesbians.
Bro,
we are on this topic, so let's even just air everything.
No,
all
I do
you
not
men,
want a threesome.
All you men. Let's even start there. Men, you think that gay men are crazy for being gay, but then you can all of a sudden you can say it's not so bad when it's two women. You are sick in the head.
I actually agree.
You are sick. Yeah. And I'm here to tell you, I'm saying it with my full chest. You are a crazy fucking person. Because what makes you what is the thought process? What is the thought process behind, oh yeah, gay men are not normal, but gay women are the ones that are sexy, right?
Oh no, wait till you tell them you're getting married to your wife, like to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Then they become like what they were to gay men. They become very violent and very, how dare you ruin my fantasy.
It's so disrespectful and disgusting.
It really is.
It's wild.
People should stop, please.
Please.
Thank you.
Please, I'm begging you.
I feel like I need it on a t-shirt. Leave gay people alone, please.
Actually. Because, like, these people just be living their lives and you guys are pressed. Why now? Why now? It's crazy. And if you're straight, since we're airing everything, I've called out men.
Yeah.
Especially, it's always the straight men. Always the fucking straight men. People are sick. Are crazy. If a gay man does not is not attractive to you, or if you cannot accept a gay man, then don't fucking accept a gay woman, because it's all of a sudden it's sexy to see two women kiss or some shit like that. You're mad. Something's wrong with you. Second people are the people, straight women, you know deep in your heart that you are not attracted to the person, to the woman that you're about to go and link. You know in your heart of hearts that you are not, but you're going there because, oh yeah, this person is attracted to me, I want them to go down on me, I want to have the experience. So yes, I've slept with a woman. You are also very sick in the head. This is for people that know they're straight, because you know there are people like that. They know they're straight and they know that they're not necessarily into this.
Well, we are, there's a lot of you are straight, Sha.
Yes, a lot of you are straight.
Yeah.
A lot, and
like, you might think otherwise, but a lot of you are straight.
I think, in a way, not in a way, in a lot of ways, it's also peer pressure that is making people think that they're
and loneliness, actually.
And like, it's really not fair to whoever you're going to be with.
Yeah,
you know, because the person you're going to be with is probably a raging homosexual like Naomi or a raging queer person like T. Yeah. And like, it would not be fair that because you just want to experience a new thing that you know, like, you actually know that this experience you're having is something that you just like, you want to receive and you do not want to give. Like, it's not fair.
Yeah.
It's really not. So like, if you are straight and you know deep down that you are straight and this is just a weird fantasy for you, please. Pray. You need help. That's all I'm going to say. But anyway, I think that's it. I don't really have anything to add as well. Okay, so thank you guys for listening. If you guys have any questions, please and please send them in. The official Twitter page for this, the official Twitter page for Talk That Talk is Talk With T, 3 E's. You can ask any questions. If you have questions directed to Naomi, I would also let her know. I don't know, Naomi, are you fine with having your socials on here?
Yeah,
okay, so you can just tell them your social,
which
anyone, Twitter, okay. Instagram,
Twitter,
anyone?
Naomi's King, Instagram Naomi Atim, Naomi with 2 I's. So yeah,
so if you have any questions for her,
yeah,
you can always ask. If you have any questions for me or generally about anything, please feel free to ask. This is a judgment-free zone.
Very much judgment-free.
Very much judgment-free. So yeah, thank you so much, Naomi, for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was great. I hope everybody enjoyed listening to this. And yeah, see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.